Ours to protect on Beat.
Well, you're very welcome, Orla. We're here at the heart of the Copper Coast, halfway between Tramore and Dungarvan, an idyllic little spot where my family and I live, and we've opened a little gallery here called the Art Hand.
I'm on the coastline in County Waterford on a chilly spring morning talking to artist Sean Corcoran.
Well, it's kind of like when the summertime comes, we kind of lots of visitors and tourists come, and but for the winter and on overcast days we have the place to ourselves, which is also a glorious thing to behold.
Sean is one of a number of Southeast artists working with Act Waterford, a creative climate action project with Waterford City and County Council and Southeast Technological University. Sean is well known for his beach art.
I suppose I'm an environmental artist. Most people these days would know me for creating giant pictures on beaches with a garden rake.
This is the second phase of the ACT Waterford project. ACT stands for Action Climate Target, and I'm visiting Sean at his gallery and studio, The Art Hand, to find out what his plans are for a project that considers the creative arts and climate action.
It's a huge dilemma. I mean, it is a climate crisis. There is no doubt about that. There's no point in being in denial of that. And that saddens me in many ways, but sometimes you kind of have to overcome that sadness and kind of get on with it and try and do your own little bit and communicate your best kind of way in terms of, simple little things mean a lot in terms of they really do add up. So that's what, I mean, as an environmental artist, it's not that I've dedicated my life to the environment. It's more that I work in the environment. But at the same time, a lot of my projects would be to do with, you know, how can we better serve the environment?
For his ACT Waterford project, Sean will create a community mosaic.
It's a food sustainability environmental project, and we'll be using plates and cups, and you can see some of my collection down there on the shelves down below me and some of the bits stuck on the wall down there. So crockery, plates, cups, saucers and so on. So it's kind of highlighting kind of reuse and recycling of materials that are used in food production and restaurants and in homes around the country. So in around the county, I suppose it's a countywide project, including Dungarvan, Tramore and Waterford. So really, really excited. It's called Donate a Plate. Even though it's going to be fairly large and epic in scale, the fact that it's made of crockery and donations of everyone will be sticking it together. I'd be just really facilitating it. My wife and I, Miranda and I, will be facilitating it. But in terms of the design, it's more than likely going to be basically a giant jigsaw puzzle, patchwork quilt of interesting items from your granny's teapot to your favourite mug. So it's not specifically about the food, it's about everything around the food. And do restaurants every year, is there a new vogue where we have to get new plates and new cups and new saucers or something like that? So it's a project where we're going to be researching all this and looking at and highlighting, showcasing kind of like the benefits of how we use the stuff around the food.
From mosaics to transport, and Wexford-based artist, theatre director and set designer Joanne O'Donoghue has buses on her mind.
The bus, you know, it's you have to wait on it. You're not really sure when it's coming along. So it caused me to think, well, why are we so like trying to use all of our time so well that we don't leave ourselves actually just time to do nothing, relax, and what about that? So it brought me around to part of the project was looking at basically do nothing for climate change, you know.
This is the second time that Joanne has worked on a project about sustainable transport with ACT Waterford. This next phase is everyday superheroes moving with conscience, and Joanne is working towards an immersive performance for Spree 2025. Joanne will be organising many free workshops over the coming months so residents of Waterford can co-create and contemplate how travelling in a sustainable way can contribute to positive climate action. In fact, the Data Men's Sheds have come on board with the project and are making giant rain sticks resourced from a recycling centre, and Joanne has also been busy collecting old umbrellas to make props for the Spree performance.
Through, I think, deep thinking about the subject, we can bring out like ideas like, why do we have the need to be so productive? You know, why do we need to get there super efficiently and home and do the next thing? I think that is definitely, something that's come out of it that I didn't anticipate, purely because it was a tricky subject. And I think tricky subjects, artists are great with tricky subjects.
If you'd like to play a part in some of the projects that creatives are organising with ACT Waterford, then check out ACT Waterford's social media accounts or go to actwaterford.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.